Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for September 13, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the local news so you do not have to, especially with this weekend coming up. You don't need that burden. It's the last thing you need on a Friday afternoon is to be responsible for making fun of the local news, right? And you're going home and you're like, all I want to do is kick up my feet, maybe get a White Claw, a raspberry White Claw. Oh, I forgot I got to make fun of the local news. Oh, wait, Justin does that. The White Claws are delicious. I had my first White Claw last week. Yeah. You know, I'm prone to make fun of something before I try it. There's no doubt about it. And then I tried it, and I was like, ooh, delicious. It was delicious. And I told all the millennials I was with, I'm like, do you guys know wine coolers? Seagram's? Bruce Willis? Anybody? Bartles and James? Yeah. Big weekend this weekend. The Bears playing the Broncos, so I'm going to have to figure that out. This is the moment where, I go to the family. This is where I'm still into football, so Sundays are just football. So it becomes so tough because then I'm still using the excuse it's for work. You know, I do the Monday evening quarterback. I got to watch the game. And I got to watch the other games to compare how good or bad this game is. And I got to watch the game at night because they may reference things from the earlier game that would be relevant to the coverage on Monday. So I'm going to have to stay over at my friend's house on Saturday night and just right into Sunday. I'm going to have to go out of town. I'm just going out to my buddy's house in Colorado on Thursday. Right when I'm done with this, I'm gonna fly out and then all weekend because I have to. It's work. Babe, it's work. No, the game, and on Saturday I got a ton of stuff to do. Although I don't really like, I have an issue at home right now where my wife is very into the hyperbole of how busy we're gonna be. So like, get a Saturday. Oh, the Saturday's gonna be so hectic. Oh, it's gonna be so busy. And I'm like, oh yeah, what do we got going on? My son's got a haircut at 10. Okay. And at 2, we got to go to the grocery store. Okay. Is that it? That's it? That's not busy. I think we put a little too much emphasis on what busy means. I think we need to trot out the dictionary. That's not a lot, right? Well, it's just a lot. It's a lot, you know, because who knows how long the lines will be at the grocery store. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. So I feel like that's a knee jerk to go right to, hey, it's a busy weekend, but I'm not sure it's busy. No, I don't agree. There's no crosstown, you know, have to be somewhere in 10 seconds and we got to make it. I got to veer in and out to fight the traffic on the other day. I was trying to, when I was in Seattle, we had to get from the hotel to the restaurant by reservation time, but there was like rush hour. So it was like the Google map was showing like 35 minutes and we needed to be there in 30. And oh boy, man, I took that rental car and I took it to the edge. It's like I lived in Seattle my entire life. I was switching lanes, moving around, avoiding the left turn guy. You know, he's really doing some wonderful driving. So I tried to mimic that the other day when I was on Fairbanks, right downtown, because I had to get to up to like kind of by Water Tower, and I was over by Wacker. And I'm like, watch this. No, like there was nowhere to go. You're just sitting in there like, okay, well that's the end of that. So yeah, okay. All right, so let's get to the headlines, shall we? Let's do it. The rains may have passed through, but now the flooding is front and center. 3 to 5 inches dropped on Chicago's northern suburbs, and there is mass flooding everywhere, which means that old Lazy Boy is going to be curbside come garbage pickup. There's got to be a way to stop that, right? There's got to be a way to stop flooding. Like, put our leading scientists and our engineers, take them off Asian carp, right? For once, take them off Asian carp. And put them on flood watch, like just to figure out it, like tubes. It's got to be a tube system, right? I feel like I see that all the time. Like they figured out a way to get a gutter system in houses that the water dumps out. And there's got to be a better way. I know it was the big dig. What's the big tunnel they got? Deep tunnel, which once they built, they realized was already filled. So we got to go back to deep. I think we got to get those deep tunnel scientists back. Because this is crazy that there's mass flooding of 3 to 5 inches of water. Mm. The Democratic debate was last night. Anyone drop out yet? No? So never mind. Although I do love Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going after Rahm Emanuel for his post-debate analysis. He's on ABC. He's a commentator. She pointed out that he once sent a dead fish to a bully, to bully a rival, and then he hid the Laquan tape from the public. This to question why he was even being used as a commentator at all. I love it. It's great. Trumpers got to be so confused, though. They're like, AOC's the worst. We love Rahm. No, no. Wait, Rahm is the worst. We love A. They want to ban plastic straws? What? No! That's the big thing. I think I've told you this before, that someone is a practical joke when I was working on the Cochrane show, because Cochrane is very vocal about Trump. They put me on the Donald Trump campaign email. So I get all the emails from Donald Trump trying to, you know, raise money or whatever. And I swear the last five or six emails have all been about Democrats want to ban your straws. That's the headline. They want to take away your straw, your God-given right to hardworking straws, plastic straws. They're really on it. Like, they must have found out that resonates with Trump voters in some form. Like, this is, I can't believe they want to take away our straws. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be the dumbest civil war ever. It's such a stupid civil war. I give the credit to Adam Witt on that one. He sent it the other. It's going to be a really dumb civil war. We're going to go to civil war over straws. Right? That's what's heating up to. And we're going to be in the middle of a battle in Antietam or something, and, you know, in Georgia, and there's going to be bloodshed, and 150,000 people will be like, what are we fighting about again? Plastic straws? Do you even give it rat's ass? To you? No? Oh, my God. Can we just go back to hating each other on Twitter? It's going to be a dumb civil war, right? Smoke shop owners are worried that the new crackdown on flavored vaping will force them to lose business. Well, no one's going into the smoke shops anymore to buy one-hitters. It's one-hitters that's out. The glass bongs in the case, in the glass case. Ooh, do you have a key? Do you mind opening it? That's what I'm going to do next time I go to anywhere I see a smoke shop. I'm going to stop and go in the parking lot. And I'm going to walk in and be like, hi, do you have the key to this glass case? I really like to feel this glass bong. You know, all the glass, like the really like exquisite glass bongs are always in like behind lock and key. So I really like to be like, yeah, I was wondering if I could get you to open this case. Ooh, yeah, the heft. This is a lot of heft. Thank you. And give it back. Just browsing. See ya. See how they respond. I'm sorry, not bongs. Hookahs. It's a new look, right? SNL announced new cast members, and one of the dudes is already in hot water. And I say dudes because he's the ultimate bro. He's a Philly comic that's known to use racist slurs. A video surfaced of him doing a YouTube podcast / interview and making fun of Asians. And at first I was like, yeah, well, he's a comedian. You know, sketches need context. And then I watched the video and I was like, nope. No, he's just a schlock shock jock. Nothing artsy or boundary pushing at all. Just a douche who's making other white douches laugh with unfunny stereotypes. He's not going to make it to SNL. I have a feeling he's going to get fired. But, and again, if it were a character or a dumb sketch, I'd say, all right. But this is just him being him. And again, he's got the right to make those jokes and make money and play to a certain crowd, a Reddit crowd, whatever he's playing to. But we have a right to not watch him on our mainstream show. I mean, 25 million people watch that show. It makes you wonder what the vetting process is on SNL. And I think we got our answer. Very little. But the bigger question is, if this dude gets axed, who's going to play the coveted ninth white guy spot on Saturday Night Live? They need another white guy. That they do. I mean, they're short. There's Alex. There's Tom. There's Tony. There's Chris. There's Kyle. There's Chris. Alex. Just keep going on, right? Colin. Did I miss a Colin in there? There's a lot of white guys, but not enough white guys. Got to get some more white guys. In sports, the Cubs are back at Wrigley today. The game just got underway at the time of this recording. Home cooking, just what the Cubs need. And they get the loser Pirates, too. Hopefully there's a brawl. I love when these two teams get together. It's unfortunate, though, the Pirates don't have the that one long-haired guy, Rodriguez. Remember him? He'd get all mad, Sean Rodriguez. He'd get all mad and he'd punch the Gatorade. Remember he punched the Gatorade because he struck out or something like that? That guy, that's the guy. I think he's on the Phillies now or something like that. It's just a bummer because it feels like that'd be a perfect guy to hit. John Lester is 2-1. Ooh, hey, right in the back. Got him right in the back. The Pirates have been jerks to everybody all year long, so I would not be surprised if there's a brawl at Wrigley Field. It's really a fight between Joe Maddon and Clint Hurdle, the coach of the Pirates. It's great that they both don't like each other and they can't continue. Although, to be fair, who likes Clint Hurdle? I don't even think the Pirates like Clint Hurdle. Not a lot to like about that guy. Anyway, the Cubs actually have a 10-game homestand. They got the Pirates and the Reds and a 4-game series against the Cardinals, all at Wrigley. Then they finish on the road in Pittsburgh and in St. Louis. But is there any team in baseball that loves to play at home like the Cubs? Come on. So even though the death bells have rung for this Cubby team, that might be premature, especially if they can get performances like they did from Yu Darvish last night. 2-hit ball, 14 strikeouts. Man, oh man, when Darvish is on, it's a no-brainer why Theo spent that money on him, right? Not many people can pull that off, a two-hitter with 14. He pitched 110, 115 pitches. Right now, in the this day and age where you get to about 65 pitches and they're like, you know, it's too, you know, guys, he's got to come out. We got to go to the middle reliever. Yu Darvish putting up 110 will take that. The White Sox got an equally impressive performance from Giolito yesterday, although he actually lost the game, gave up 5 earned to the Royals. But at one point, he had struck out 8 in a row, earning every penny of that $500,000 contract. But the Sox lost 2 of 3 to the Royals. And like I said yesterday, they got to go 9-7 down the stretch to avoid 90 losses. The Sox are the complete opposite of the Cubs. They head out for 10 on the road. They got the Mariners this weekend in Seattle, then the Twins, then the Tigers. Then they finish the season at home against Cleveland and Detroit. Storylines here, Abreu and Tim Anderson. Abreu actually leads the American League in RBIs with 115. He's actually only 2 behind Freddie Freeman for all of baseball. And Tim Anderson leads the AL in batting average, just behind Anthony Rendon from the Nationals for the whole league, like percentage points. How about that? Hard to believe that the Sox could have 2 players that lead the league in offensive categories. That'd be amazing. For a season that's kind of been a wash, like a rebuild year, to have 2 of your guys? Come on now. Got to build off that. The Bears are ready to kick it with the Broncos on Sunday, but the media will not let Mitch Trubisky forget about that game against the Packers. Trubisky said on Wednesday that he was told not to talk about the Packer game, and today it's still the number one talk in sports topic about how no one at Hallis Hall has faith in him. He's not a leader. He's a puppet. Oh my, just chill. You know, just the bro talk's got to chill. It's been one game, and I hate to remind everyone that last year we lost game one probably in a worse way to the Packers. So let's get to 0-3 before we turn on the hyperbole chamber, right? Even if you lose to Vic Fangio in Denver, you're going into Denver. You're on the road. This is going to be a tough year. But it wasn't until week 4, 5, 6 that the Bears got rumbling. So remember, they didn't have a preseason. Now, you could argue all you want about that, but that might be part of the issue here is they need a couple of games to get into actual regular season form. By week 5, they're going to be killing it. It's ridiculous. Local college is back at it tomorrow, including Northwestern, who plays at home for the first time this year. They take on Greg Anthony and the UNLV Running Rebels. I didn't even know they had a football team. Illinois is surprisingly 2-0, and they host Eastern Michigan. And Notre Dame also had a bye week last week. They play New Mexico and South Bend, although I'm not sure because my app just says N-Mex. I'm assuming it's New Mexico. It could be North Mexico. N-Mex says. And the Chicago Sky will play their second one-off playoff game this Sunday against the Vegas Aces in Las Vegas. I wonder where the team stays. They stay on the Strip? Or are they Airbnb-ing somewhere off in the desert? Or they go low rent like a Hojo? All right, let's talk about another player for the Sky. It's time for the Sky Report. We've covered Courtney Vandersloot, Diamond DeShields, Stephanie Dolson, and Coach James Wade today. Allie Quigley! Quigs! I'm not sure that's her nickname, but it sounds about right. Quigs is the wily vet on this squad. She's been with the Sky since 2013. She was actually on the Sky team, and I think she may be the only one left, that made it to the finals in 2014. How about that? She's 33 years old, and she's the sharpshooter for this squad. She's the John Paxson, Craig Hodges, if you will. Courtney Vandersloot drives, kicks it out, Quigs, boom, on our way. All right, so here's a couple fun facts. Ready for this? She grew up in Joliet. How about that? She's homegrown. She went to DePaul, and she was on the DePaul women's basketball team that went to the Sweet 16. How about that? Huh? Winner. She, too, played in Europe. She's playing on several teams. Most recently, you guessed it, Turkey. For some reason, every person who plays on the Chicago Sky plays in the Turkey team. This is my favorite part. If you watch any games, you know she's married to teammate Courtney Vandersloot. The announcer the other night said, Vandersloot dishes to her wife for the score. I was like, oh man, you're waiting on that. Nice pass to her wife. Back on out to her wife. Back inside to her wife and she scores. Now that's how married couples could get along, right? This is going to be all, if you watch the game on Sunday, that's all it's going to be. All right. Have a great weekend, you guys. Lower Wacker Live for September 13th. Thanks to Pete Zimmerman and Beats by Wes Restless. We'll see you on Monday.